925 The Bone. In the studio with us wearing one of the most horrendous shirts I've ever seen in my life. Even a good-looking like guy like you can't pull that shirt off. This is Aaron Miller, who I tried to call earlier from our sales department.
I wish you would pull that shirt off.
That is really... Do you buy that for this occasion, or do you have that? Because you're kind of weird. You would have some weird stuff.
I had this in my closet.
You did.
I knew it was perfect for today. Today is Country and Western Day.
How come we don't get theme days? Do you know? You know how we just got an evaluation, a survey to take, and I take them all. I know people think I know, but I'm the first one probably to turn it in because I got things to say. And there's no way in the world that you're going to tell me they're anonymous because they ask you if you're a man or a woman. They ask you how much money you make, what department you're in. I mean, you could pretty much figure out who it is, but right. I would sign them. I don't care. Yeah. So the one thing that I said when they were like, if you could change anything, what would it be? And I said, you guys do so many things for the sales department as far as like in the company-wise, not just here. You give away awards and you have like
trips.
And contests and who's the best seller. And you really ignore the programming end of that. There's no extra incentive on that side. I mean, granted, we get paid a ton of money and we get bonuses, ratings bonuses. But I mean, as far as that kind of
camaraderie
in that hoorah, mm-hmm. you completely ignore this side of the building. So, and I don't mean you, I mean management. So that's what I always say. So why do you guys get theme days? Nobody ever wants to have us have theme days.
I have an answer for you.
Okay.
It takes a leader to step out and
so
do it.
So you're saying John Brennan is
not
leader.
I'm not pointing at John.
John Brennan is terrible at being a leader.
Here's what I'm saying, though. There are so many cynical people, even on the sales side.
Right.
It takes somebody that is willing to take on the barrage of criticism and, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this.
Right, but at the end of the day, it ends up being a morale booster and a team builder.
I know that John tried to put together that thing where we ultimately did go to the comedy club.
Why do all of John's plans fail, is what you're saying?
No.
He tried.
That one was successful.
Quit talking about my boss.
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be that. It failed miserably and became that.
Ask him how hard that was.
Listen,
it was hard.
When I want to put something together, do I put it together with ease?
I suppose you do, but maybe you carry a little
so
bit.
So you're saying I should be the boss?
Maybe you already are.
Here's the thing that I'm wondering. Do you really want theme days?
No.
Yeah.
However.
Well, I have one question for you, though. When was the last time you came to Beach Day?
I don't even know what Beach Day is.
You're invited to it.
This guy went to Beach Day.
Oh, yep. But Beach Day is when you guys go play games on the beach. I did go to one before you worked here. And it was just pretty much
ago.
Me and Jerry Bayless playing volleyball. Wait a second. Here's why I don't go to Beach Day. Because it starts early in the morning. Like, same thing with, like, tailgate day. You guys do things in the parking lot. It started, like, at 9 o'clock in the morning. We're on the air. We're working, okay? And then second of all, there was another reason besides not wanting to hang out with you guys. There's something
hot.
No, yeah, it's hot. No, but that's the thing. During my days, like, I can't go day drinking. I got kids to pick up from school and things to do. Like, I legitimately have things during the day that I have to do. That's why. It's not that I don't, because you put something at night and this guy's there, right?
Right.
I'm pretty involved. I show up. It's like Fredo. I do things. I'm smart. You're right. I would never wear country and Western clothes today. Would you?
No.
No. Probably not.
Last Friday was Fan Day. Got to wear your own jersey.
Fan Day? See, that I would have done. I would have put on my Lightning jersey or something.
The Friday before that, it was Flip-Flop Friday.
Oh,
you got to wear
man.
Flip-flops and beach attire.
Who's making up these days? You?
I wear flip-flops like every day.
I know, but you could have been like, I'm here for Flip-Flop Day. Like, I wear a Yankee shirt every other day, but I could have been like, I'm supporting my team today. Fan Day. You need to email us and let us know what the themes are. What this is Western Day. And I don't have my chaps, so I couldn't play it today. But what about next week? Do we know yet?
I think it's gonna. We're rounding everything up next week, and so it's just gonna be a free for all Friday.
Can I suggest one?
Sure.
Dirty Foreigner Friday.
Ooh, I like that.
No, that probably won't work.
Good, yeah.
No, I don't think that'll.
Okay.
It.
Just saying.
What
Here's
about?
What you do. You build a wall, and we all have to climb over the wall to get into the work that day. I like the way you think.
I have a great one. Offensive Friday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, whoever gets sent home with a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get sent home, though.
Right.
We do have a fun committee where we sit around a table and come up with these ideas, so it would be awesome if you guys would join us.
Yeah, I have a feeling Offensive Friday gets shot down, though.
Nah.
Aaron was saying off the air this ballsy thing that he wants to do.
Yeah.
Where he does a live evaluation the 360 evaluation, where you get evaluated from people above you and below you and to the left and to the right of you, but live in front of who? In front of how many people?
So my superior, so we'll have our director of sales, we'll have our general manager, we'll have our controller in there. Hopefully, I have not invited them. No one really knows about this except for Jason and now hundreds and thousands of people.
But this would be, by the way, it's millions of people. Don't believe it.
How dare you.
This is going to be an evaluation of you.
Yes.
In front. So you're voluntarily putting yourself up for this.
To be put in a position where it'll be very uncomfortable, where they'll say very direct feedback to give me an opportunity to grow. You won't grow unless you coached and someone says, you need to do this differently. I see this about you and I want you to change the way.
And if there's a theme there, if like three different people say, you go, holy cow, I definitely have a deficit here.
Two things about that. One, I'm self-coached. I don't need anybody to tell me anything. Two, be careful what you wish for.
I get it. But I am very coachable, and whenever somebody tells me you need to work on something, I will change my behavior. And a great example of that is you probably see me wearing suits around the office on a regular basis.
Right. Mm-hmm. We all said, take your shirt off.
When I first started in the business, I met my girlfriend who became my wife, and she ridiculed me of the clothes that I wore because I wore Union beige pants and this tie that had a Mickey Mouse at the bottom.
Nobody's taking that guy seriously.
Man, why'd she marry you?
I know, exactly. And so by her giving me that very direct feedback, I changed the way I dressed, and it's changed my career, I believe. I feel like people see me a little more professionally,
an example. Yeah. This is Aaron Miller. He's a director of sales here for The Bone. He's a good friend of ours. He's one of the people that we like. John Brennan, Carmen's boss, just walked in the studio.
Our boss. Yes. All of our
bosses. By the way, we do this stuff with Carmen all the time, though, by the way.
What do you mean?
Like team building.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I totally knew that's exactly what John would be wearing, would be jeans, that type of a picnic table shirt, and then the brown boots. Because if anybody questions it, he's like, well, this is country.
Yeah.
This is country.
Not. They're not brown boots or dress shoes.
They're Peter Pan shoes.
Okay. But John's got a hat in his office. You didn't see him wearing. Big 10-gallon hat.
That's right.
Spurs.
Got it for me.
Funny hat.
Hey, did you hear what Aaron was just saying about doing the live 360?
Sure.
Let's do that with Spanish right now.
Okay.
Spanish, get up on the stage.
Sweet.
Turn that microphone on. What do you mean? Why are you always on? You're going to weigh in on this.
I'm going to have only...
Could it be centered around that last break where he had to wrangle salespeople?
Okay, this is Spanish, and now... so we have all of... Pretty much, I'm... All of us here are superior to Spanish, is what I'm trying to say.
Not me.
Except for Carmen. Do we need somebody? But who?
Yeah, you have everybody. You have people.
Right, I'm trying to think. Do we have anybody in the building that's lower than Spanish?
Me.
Well,
besides Carmen. Or equal?
Is there anybody that's...
Oh, Joe. Like, Joe.
Is there anybody like a board op here?
I don't think here, though. Yeah. I would say like Monica, because like when she's in the room, we always joke that Spanish is the
you
only executive equal? Producer.
Seth. Little, I was going to say, is so, Seth here? It's a little after 9. Seth
should
is
be,
the
man.
Executive producer.
You really care about his show.
I don't know.
Be.
Seth says he's always here at like 7:30.
Yeah.
Never seen him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start here. So, Aaron, you go first. We'll follow your lead.
Well, there are questions, right?
But my problem was that I don't, like, if you were up for evaluation in front of your boss, I like you, so I don't want to throw you under the bus, even if there's some things I want to tell you about.
Right.
I don't
tell
feel
them
like
on
I,
the side.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I don't want to put this in here or put it out in front of your boss.
Right.
But we should work on this a little bit.
John, you should be less handsy with karma when you guys are alone. Like, I don't want to say anything like that. You know what I mean?
I would say it's more handsy. Right. Yeah. I like that, so.
It is a smart goal of hers.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, don't you think that that's, like, I don't know, that would prevent me from being fully honest, I think.
But that's the point. You're not supposed to hold back. They want to...
I know.
Now, is he supposed to be naked? Because Spanish just got naked. Is that okay or no? I don't know why.
All right, Aaron's going to go first. We're going to give Spanish a 360 evaluation. We'll start with Aaron, who really is management above him, but doesn't really work directly... Like, he doesn't work under... Spanish doesn't work under him.
To your point earlier, I'd done one of these before, and they do break them down by department, and it'll say, like... X amount of people in this department. Six
oh,
people.
Oh, how
in this,
many? Okay,
one
so
in this, and it was Keith, and I was like, okay, it's supposed to be anonymous, just word for word.
Never gonna work out.
Yeah.
Okay, so Aaron is gonna represent sales and evaluate Spanish.
So this is typically really hard for me because I always see the positive things in people, and I always see the
I'm
best
the opposite.
In them.
Queer.
And, but what I learned a long time ago that people that are really good at what they do really do want strong feedback and they want to improve. So this comes from the heart, Spanish.
Yes.
But as the executive producer, what people want from you is confidence. And so when you are apologetic or whenever you or not, you're just not exuding confidence whenever you're asking for something or telling somebody we need this to happen, I feel like you're not as powerful as you can be. And so if you came across a little bit stronger and just a little bit more confident, that's what people want. People want someone to walk up to them and say, you need to do this, and then they shake their head, yes, I do. That's what I would like to see more from you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. John, Spanish.
Yeah,
is,
that was really good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Now you have to top that.
I was going
to
start with high potential. And when you say high potential, it gives you a higher ceiling. So I see a lot of the things where you've grown, where you've come from. But Aaron really pretty much nailed it. With more confidence becomes you become better for the people around you. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where this role has a lot of opportunity. Based on where it's been, I think that you have the ability to be what he needs. And the more you grow with your confidence and the more that you're able to have that confidence, stand up for yourself, stand up for what you believe in, what you think is right, you come in here and say, I didn't get salespeople because I thought it would be better if we did it when we came back from break. I don't know how that's going to go for you right now, but maybe a year from now, you have that, you know, and you continue to grow because of your high potential.
Wow. Okay, we're doing a live evaluation of Spanish's job right now on the air. That was John Brennan, some people's boss in this building.
All of ours in this room except for Aaron.
Partner.
Go.
They're equal.
Galvin, you're next.
I would say be better. that covers most of this stuff. No, Spanish has come a long way, but you have to pick what role you're playing, because sometimes you're the yes man and it's funny and stuff, but sometimes you got to be able to go, listen, we have to do this, and that's what an executive producer does. But because of the dichotomy between you and Mike, it's very difficult for you to do, and I think you think Mike's going to get mad at you, but I think he needs you to be a little more aggressive and tell him and keep him on time. And it's not that you're his boss, but you're the voice of reason, and you have to kind of do that role.
Got it.
You're not. Yeah. Just Carmen?
What?
Next evaluation from under Spanish.
Under Spanish.
Now get under.
Okay. I love the way you handle everything. I think it's great. And I love that you're the executive producer now and that other people aren't. I'm not speaking of John Brennan. I'm just saying I love you and I love working
with you. If you had to pick one to be a better, if you were to say, who's the better producer, John or Spanish?
Well, John, because of like...
Well, that was fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm just... Because I just
it's a metaphor for my life.
Well, no, I just want to point out because of what Galvin said, because of your, because of Mike's and Spanish's relationship, it's hard for Spanish to say, listen, I said take a break. We need to take a break. Where John Brennan would be like, listen, we have to get these breaks in. I don't know why you don't understand that. Like, John would be a
so
little
bit... So you admit that being late every day is Spanish's fault.
Is your fault. But because you don't listen to Spanish. Where
because he's not assertive enough.
Right.
So therefore, it's his
fault. He's holding up pieces of paper where he should be.
I think the point is he will constantly fight no matter what. He'll constantly push back to someone who isn't saying yes, Mike Calta.
Right.
But he craves someone who isn't going to be a yes man, and that's rare for a host of a radio show.
So that's all.
So what we've learned is I am
is the problem.
Fantastic.
No, you're the problem.
You're the problem.
Yeah, you need to be handled.
I didn't turn around on me.
You need to be handled properly.
All I wanted was Western Day. I didn't turn around on me.
You need to be handled properly, and this weak-willed jellyfish isn't doing it.
That's what you need. You need Galvin in all your meetings.
Yeah.
What do you think
absolutely.
About this guy? First of all, I don't know what you do here, and I think you're a weak-willed jellyfish.
Listen, I already told them for anybody that they're hiring, they should go through all the hiring process. They should go through the interviews with all the different people, fill out the paperwork, do the background check, then have them in the conference room with the window, and I just walk by and go, yeah, no. Nope, not going to work. Yeah. Oh, you can hire him if you want to hire somebody else in 3 months. That's fine. Go ahead and hire
him. Right.
You know, once you find out all the stuff, boozy, walks around barefoot, you know, all the different things.
He's making things up. He's making up things. He's making up. Nobody was boozy.
For instance, people like, I heard would a lot do of that.
Me. I got it. Who would you?
No, Mike, your turn.
Of what?
Spanish.
Mm. Oh, he's
don't
terrible.
Don't try to get out of there. Well,
he's grandfathered in from before.
Wow.
He's grandfathered in. He's not the kind of guy you could fire. We're eventually going to have to find some job off air that he could do and move him out until he works, until he goes to FedEx or something.
All right. Now, Mike, the appropriate way to be able to give feedback.
You're weak willed too, you jellyfish.
I didn't want him to jump out the window. He looked at the window.
They don't open.
He looked at the window. He'll go right through it.
You're the worst.
You want the people that work for you to crave feedback. You want them to want feedback so that that they can get better. And so in order to do that, you have to give them 5 pieces of good feedback.
5?
For everyone.
That sounds high.
For everyone, constructive feedback.
Oh my God, this is so easy.
All right, I'll start over. So... So I'll give you one. I'm trying to think of one that's constructive that everybody else didn't mention.
Compliment sandwich. One good, one bad, one good. And on a high note.
Aaron said 5. Yeah, that's ridiculous. A Dagwood sandwich.
That's ridiculous.
You're very loyal, Spanish.
Great.
Loyalty goes a long way with me. Your loyalty and your trustworthiness, that goes a long way. I could sleep better at night knowing that I'm not going to get stabbed in the back like I've been before. You are definitely... dependable. And why do I have to have sad music while we do this?
This is back to one.
Oh, Jesus. And you are dependable to where I can tell you, Spanish, I need you to build me a bridge between here and St. Petersburg, and you'll have that bridge built by tomorrow. However, I always have to tell you to build a bridge. If I didn't have to tell you and one day I came here and the bridge was built, I'd be very happy with that. But there are times where you do... come through.
If I can interject, though, if you told him to build a bridge, the bridge would not be built tomorrow.
If I said, Spanish, we need this bridge built by tomorrow.
After the commercial break.
Like, if I
water
said...
Water tower, signs.
If I said, Spanish, hang that sign by tomorrow, no matter what, I'd come in there, that sign would be hung, even if it meant... If Mike Cernak's blood had to be used as a an adhesive, Spanish would hang it. I know that. I do know that Spanish would bury a body for me. He would.
Yeah,
and he would die. He would die with that secret. Like Galvin, I'd go, Galvin, I need you to help me build a body. And Galvin would go, jeez.
I'd go.
I just started watching something on TV. Yeah, I don't know. And then Carmen, I'd be like, Carmen, I need you to help me build a body. And then Carmen would accidentally tweet out where we're at, where we're building, burying the body. And Spanish would be good.
Let me check in on Foursquare real quick.
I'd have Spanish dig the hole, and then I'd put the body in. And I'd hit Spanish and put him on top of the body. But he knows it's coming, and he still does it for me. Thank you, Spanish.
Yeah, thank you.
So what did we learn? What did we learn by my comments?
I learned that all of the things that you like about me have nothing to do with my job on the show.
Not true. That is not true. Do you really see that?
Loyalty? Yeah, but like I would have been nice if you were like, you know... I don't know.
I want to hear it. It would have been nice what? If I would have said what?
Nah, nothing.
No, you have to say it.
I don't know. It's a fantasy in my head where you actually compliment me, but it's not real. So.
Yeah, you got to earn that.
Yeah.
My 5-to-1 ratio was pretty good, I thought.
Pretty close,
All right, that's good enough.
What about his he's a great dresser.
No, yeah, he's not.
Great for radio.
Not. First of all, I gave him a direct order that he has to dress nicer. He's the executive producer, and when there's a guest here, he has to wear a tie. And then when he doesn't, he wears shirts that don't match. He's wearing a green, he's got 2 polo shirts, a green one and a pink one, of which I bought him the pink one. And he's wearing a green shirt with a red shirt underneath.
Christmas.
No, it's not Christmas. It's not even Thanksgiving.
Because it's like a dark turquoise and it's a maroon shirt underneath.
We did Christmas. We picked our Secret Santas today. It's kind of festive.
He looks like he shops in Albania.
No. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. It would match.
In his defense, this guy thinks he's a good dresser.
he is a good dresser when he has to be, but it's also the same 3 outfits. Right or wrong?
Suits are expensive.
What are you, his lawyer?
I know. Jesus Christ.
I love you.
Yeah, same 3.
What color green would you say that is?
Forest.
Yeah, pine? I don't even know.
It's actually blue-green.
Bluish, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a blue-green.
Like aquamarine green.
That's a reason why it's on clearance.
You guys are You guys are colorblind like my wife. yeah, I don't know. You're right. He looks very Clarence.
It's a what they call it in the native land where it comes from. It's a green.
yeah. So I don't know. Did we do it right, Aaron?
I think so. The question is, Spanish, do you feel like you learned anything, or are you going to be able to grow from this?
All right. Yeah.
No. What he just said was I learned that everybody hates me.
I already knew that.
I think he's poised to now have the confidence he needs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Why? I have an idea.
You should have your confidence to go in and get fired right after the show.
I have an idea. Why don't we go to the phone lines and let them evaluate
you? Oh, this is always fun. Yeah, and we can go to Twitter, too.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Not Twitter. Twitter's just filled with a bunch.
Or if you just want to text Spanish, you have his phone number.
Yeah, 941-954, something like that. No, seriously, if you want to get in on the evaluation of Spanish, good or bad, you could do so right now. Carmen, put them on hold, and I'll take the phone calls.
Okay.
We should do this every Friday. We should evaluate a different member of the show.
By the way, I'd love to be evaluated for two reasons. One, I don't care. And second, I just go, what, you think you're better than me?
Would you not say that on some people evaluations are ineffective? Because I don't believe Galvin would take any of it.
I would take evaluation from people that I respect.
How many are there left in this building?
In this building, I don't know. If somebody funny came in and was like, hey, you should do that, I go, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Uh-huh. Right,
so Seinfeld and Brian Regan could give you an evaluation. I got you. Speaking of funny, today's Bert's birthday. Happy birthday to Bert.
Oh, nice, very nice.
Where, let me go. I'll grab the phone.
Yeah,
hello.
That's what you said.
I'd say hey, get, put him on hold.
I am.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You want to evaluate Spanish?
I just wanted to give a little evaluation because I think it's funny that he gives, you know, going back to the past, you remember John Cynic whenever he was giving him a hard time and all that, but John Cynic gets to actually take calls and run the phone and everything else like Drew does during his show, but Spanish has to play clips.
He doesn't have to, sir.
Does that say anything about his work ethic?
It's not work ethic as far as him playing clips. He does what he's told to do on his portion of the show.
Yeah, number one rated. He's not as good as Cynic to be able to run the phones and take phone calls.
Well, that's an evaluation of John, then. Spanish is...
No, that's an evaluation of Spanish.
No, you're not listening, sir. Spanish is following directives, and he is actually doing that right. So what you're doing is complimenting Spanish because he is taking...
Yes, no, he's following directives because he's terrible at on-air.
That's not true, though. If the strategy works and you're getting ratings doing you following the strategy, why would you change that?
No, but what this guy is... Hold on. Let me explain what you're trying to say. What he's trying to say is the reason you have him playing clips is because he's terrible on air. But what we're saying is... That may be true, but he's supposed to be play clips, and he's doing it well.
Right. You're right, sir. Well, we all agree that Spanish is terrible on air. Thank you. Appreciate it. Mike Caldicciolo. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Go ahead. Evaluate Spanish, sir.
Spanish, what they're saying, but it's just grow up hair.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hello, Mike Caldicciolo. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, would you like to evaluate Spanish, sir?
Absolutely. I want to start with a positive. Spanish, I love you. And Spanish, you're terrible.
Alright.
You know, if I didn't hear you on air as much, I'd be a little happier. You know, I guess I agree with the guy that said John Senning is more able. And maybe he should take your place.
Wow. He's already got a job. Mike, how the show though?
Hey, Spanish, just so you know, I think you're fantastic, generally speaking. The things that you do for the show are neat, but I would echo what they said. We'd like to hear you be a little more assertive. And then one other thing is that I feel like when Mike doesn't give you the approval you're looking for, it kind of crushes you a bit. Just adjust your expectations to him. He's just probably never going to do that, whether he does it for you on a personal level or not. I don't know.
No.
But if you just adjusted the way you felt about him or the way you felt about his approval, you'd be a lot happier, bro.
Yeah, but he won't. He lives for my approval. But I get your point, sir. Thank
good
you.
Point.
Michael, go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
You guys should all thank your lucky stars that he is the executive producer. Your show is amazing. My only critique of him is he should economize the I love you.
You mean hold it back a little bit, as opposed to you think maybe the effectiveness is worn off,
or start charging for it?
Taking away the value of it, exactly.
Okay.
No, not charge for it. That's illegal in this state.
We did charge $5, and I love you the other day for charity, though. All right, sir. I like his piece of advice. Spanish, are you getting anything out of this? Anything you want to know about specifically? Anything you have self-doubt about, or feel that is a strong point for you?
This has been the best 10 minutes of my life up to this point at my 30 years of life.
See, so. I feel like that's a lie. That's a big sincere. Jerry, go ahead.
At least Rob booked your guest.
Spanish books guest, sir. Oh. By the way, in Spanish defense, so I John, you could probably attest to this, but I am very much a studier of ratings and how they are earned and how you get them and all that stuff, because I'm not one to cheat. So I've found out that the people who enjoy this show seem to enjoy more of us talking and less of us interviewing people, especially on the phone. So we just cut that back. Spanish could book a million guests on this show. I turned down, I would say, 80% of the things he offers.
How is that working out as far as
and that it was a direct right. Come on. But that was a direct result sure. of us fine-tuning the show according to what the listeners want.
And I don't know if we need to talk to Dustin Diamond on the phone.
Right, but mentally there was a part of me that believed that I could make anybody interesting and talk to anybody, and that we should book them all on the show. Don't worry, I'll make them good. Now we're just and the ratings showed otherwise. Now I'm picky and choosy about who we talk to and how long we talk to them for, and the ratings went through the roof.
It's about raising the bar.
Right.
You know what I mean? At some point you can have anybody on.
Yeah.
But raise the bar.
I mean, you can get a big name. Like, I didn't want to put Daniel Craig on the air, and he's very famous. He's an A-list actor, but I thought he would suck. And we took a gamble on him, and he was great. But we have gambled on people before, and they've been terrible. So, Matt, hello.
Awesome. Hey, guys. Spanish, you have grown into a little man, and we are so proud of you, man. You are awesome.
This guy loves you.
I love you, bro.
I do. Hey, and listen, the guy that told you to cut back on the I love yous? No, don't cut back on the I love yous. And this is awesome. I've been listening to you guys for 10 years. John Brennan back in the studio. It's awesome. You guys have a great day. See ya.
See ya, pal. Thank you. Mike Calden, show hello. Take three more, and then we'll wrap it up.
All right, yeah.
Because there really is coming. Hello.
Hello. This is Scott.
Go ahead, Scott.
Love
what do you got?
Spanish.
He loves you.
Love you.
Love you, Spanish. Fire Dalvin.
Okay. Mike Caldicciolo.
I bet that doesn't happen.
This is the Seminole Heights Killer.
Oh, it's not. No, it's not. I know this Seminole Heights Killer.
Let me hear. Who is this?
Yeah, see?
Ah, you liar.
First of all, he called himself a serial killer.
Right.
Not Seminole Heights killer, so
this
nice try.
This is the Seminole Heights serial killer.
Wouldn't it be great if I hung up on the real killer?
Oh,
he was just calling to confess and I hung up on him.
Damn it.
I'm so sorry. I want to give myself up, and I just hung up on him.
He's calling from out of state.
Shane, last call. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say I love Spanish. He does everything right, man. He's actually my favorite personality on y'all's show.
Oh, well, it shows
thanks,
you're
man.
Not that
love
smart.
You.
No, I can't end on that, idiot. Eric, oh, no. Hello. Go ahead. Last call.
Hi, this is Kickball James. Hey, Galvin. Hey, Spanish. I just wanted to say that Spanish is pretty cool, and he's really good at allegedly finishing his morning juice by the second kickball game.
Oh, all right. You guys got inside jokes.
By the way, James, you should be better at kickball to call yourself Kickball James.
Was he not good?
Oh, he was all right. He helped out. We appreciate
Aaron,
him coming out.
Based on your exercise today, which wasn't intended for our show, we should fire Spanish. There's no hope in sight.
I would say that's not true.
Oh.
Because he does an excellent job, and you said so yourself.
He does do an excellent job. Thank you.
I will try to be more confident and assertive.
You won't.
That sounded like it there.
Yeah.
I will try to be more confident and assertive as he looks at his shoes.
Man, you guys are great.
You're the Woody Allen of producers.
This has been fun.
If I may.
What do you think you need? You need why don't you go beat up some kids?
That sounds good.
No, I don't mean like little kids. I mean like younger 20 or something year olds. You'll feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Come back here and be like, I'll whoop their asses. I feel strong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, man. You're right.
Thank
you. It's terrible.
Because I don't want to beat up kids?
No, I just feel like you're going to be sad now.
Oh, why like, would I be sad?
He's gonna be like, oh, everybody hates, this everybody very hates me.
By the way, I'd like to point out, I like Spanish a lot, and I think he does a good job.
I love that Joey is showing video of old fat John Brennan getting beat by fat ladies in arm wrestling.
No, I beat her first of all, and then I saw her at Walgreens. One time.
And you had to
rematch.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.